Welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast.
All right. Good night, Nikki. Can you hear me? Nikki. All right.
Why am I not hearing anything?
Sorry. Here we go. My bad.
Hey.
I'm the mic muted. Good night.
Good night.
Welcome back. It's been a while. How are you?
Yes. Long time no here.
Bad Monday. Well, as I say.
Are we live?
Yes, we are. We are. I just played the intro.
You play the intro now, don't mean you're not in this life here?
They think they're mute, but I don't.
Oh, I see the thing mute all the time, asking why it is thing mute. You see him, brethren? What are we talking about tonight? Are we just breezing through?
Talking about anything and everything.
Okay, and
make sure these people know that we're live.
Okay.
Yeah. We could get off in the meantime, let me see what we're gonna.
For the fact that I'm banned on all my accounts on Facebook, we can talk about though.
Girl, you need to chill.
I can't understand this injustice.
Hello, Facebook has community standards. If you want to be a part of the Facebook community, you need to abide by
Facebook community standards. I don't even be doing anything. They just target me. And I know it's some thing bums across.
Somebody must be snitching for you.
Yes. But whatever. Justice will prevail and I'll be back.
Yeah, I see your name mark face up on Facebook. You ain't got no time or place, boy.
Nope. Because you don't know when I come back, I just come back worse. Do you even know where is this? Put me in jail for. I don't come back best behave. I come back for
like it. Last time I was like, yo, this girl going to jail today.
I just come out terrible. So I ain't always the end game, but hey, it is what it is. So what's going on with you?
My life always got some drama.
And if y'all hear me clear my throat, to have a sore throat. So. Yes.
Some shit's always going on in my life. Not the thing that's going
on. Mm-hmm. Sorry, King said. You flood out? God, no, yeah, I get big time flood going on.
Yeah, nah. I good. I mean, the car put in my office though, but I good.
Yeah. And where's this whole thing with you can't play music?
Oh, this Facebook, buddy. Facebook is across, buddy. I could play music here. God, this is meeting. Facebook is across.
Oh.
So, I hear today is Best Friend Day. International Best Friend Day or National Best Friend Day or some shit, so.
Yes, today is man, look. I unfriend now me people were supposed to be my best friends, girl. Today's best friend in me see not a soul post me and this hurt me to my core.
Well you know man. I recently find out that tonight or today is best friend day, so I could post it just now, you're gonna fight. But in celebration of National Best Friend Day or International Best Friend Day, I got this tune for you.
Mm-hmm.
But not you, per se, but I got this tune.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So you're going to train and you look good, you know. See how you do, look a piece of shots. Jeez.
Look like I get thicker. Logic, girl, about to get bigger. Post the next picture, get the X beater. Somebody check the temperature. From Wisdom, huh. Fuck is that me get richer? Huh. Bitch, my personal stripper. Anytime I get mad and vex with you, we just keep back and watch your sex with you.
My love, my best friend. Take it out, come on my breast them. Bad girl, I'm a sex friend.
Is good comfort?
I said it's good comfort when man is stressing out. You know when your man treat me in nice, he has put our weight.
Yeah, buddy.
It is happy weight.
That's why he's got to get best friends.
Jump now, keep me in the knowing. Let me know where you're there and where you're going. You see your ex and act like you don't know him. Fly passing at the Benz like a Boeing. Sunroof open, you hear blowing. The box shot, the
moon at
the
back.
So you're going to train and you look good, you know.
So you never heard this before? Piece of
shots. Mm-mm.
Come out,
I just listen one set of sound over and over, so I can't really know those.
Let's go for 2 months ago. I got to do whole temperature.
From what stuff, fuck is that me get richer? My bitch, my personal stripper. Anytime I get mad and vex with you, we just keep back and watch your sex video.
My love, my best friend. Take it out, come on my breast them. Bad girl, I'm a set trend. Know you're rich, but my independent. My love, my best friend. Take it out, come on my breast them. Bad girl, I'm a set trend. I'ma make you fuck with my friends them.
Life good, so you're glowing. Me agree with it, and it obvious is showing. No change up, no keep me in the knowing. Let me know where you're there and where you're going. You see your ex and act like you don't know him. Fly passing at the Benz like a Boeing. Sunroof open, you hear blowing. The box shot, then my work about to growing.
Something good is going on. Me can't see it, it's obvious. Can you get cute and tick up? Hey, girl, let me the shoot up and slip up. No man knows I'm destiny. But me know me have future plans to us. Like fucking to the junior. One more Romeo Junior.
My love, my best friend. Take it out, come on my breast them. Bad girl, I'm a set trend. Know you're rich, but my independent. My love, my best friend. Take it out, come on my breast them. Bad girl, I'm a set trend. I'ma make you fuck with my friends them.
Look like you get thicker. Logic, girl, about to get bigger. Post her next picture, get your ex beta. Somebody check the temperature. From what star, fuck is that me get richer? My bitch, my personal stripper. Anytime I get mad and vex with you, we just keep back and watch your sex video.
My love, my best friend. Take it out, come on my breast them. Bad girl, I'm a set trend. Know you're rich, but my independent. My love, my best friend. Take it out, come on my breast them. Bad girl, I'm a set trend. I'ma make you fuck with my friends them.
This time you making this sound put me in some problem right now.
How you get them problems?
Yes, cause me man listening to this show, and apparently he didn't hear when I say this when your man treat me good and this happy beat.
So no man, he's supposed to get no big problem. It's just a song, and none behind it.
Man, Jesus Lord.
Suppose I don't know the culture about the dance hall. Alright. No worry. Nikki isn't doing anything. Hey, shoot. Nikki isn't doing anything she's not supposed to be doing. At least I don't think so.
And well be you.
Yeah.
Emmy holds. Yeah, continue that to the 50 cent.
Like I gotta be for me best behavior tonight.
Yeah. It's my tape, man. Listen to my tape.
I waited, I
I want you around me all the time.
Girl, I'll be your best friend. If you promise you'll be mine.
Girl, promise you'll be mine.
He say he's just a friend. Now, girl, let's not pretend.
Come on.
Either he is or he ain't your man. He say he's just a friend. If I was your best
first
friend.
First we get to talking, then we get to touching. If we get past the phone games, we'll be. I kiss like the French to put my tongue in your ear. Do it like the dogs do a girl and pull on your hair. For me, a different scenery just means a different position. In the tub or on the sink, I improvise, now listen. In the chopper on the jet, join the Maha Club. I'm no fool, I know money came by me, love.
You said that I could call you whenever I needed someone to listen to me. That's why I'm here standing by your side, cause you always come through for me. So many others tried to be where you are, but they just wanted to do me. But you took your time and now I'm satisfied. That's why I want you all to me.
Cause if you were my best friend, I want you around all the time.
I want you around with me.
Could I be your best friend? I promise, boy, you'll be mine.
Oh, baby, be mine.
I said he's just a friend. Baby, it's not pretend.
Either he is or he ain't my man.
I said he's just a friend.
If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time.
I want you around me all the time.
Girl, I'll be your best friend. If you promise you'll be mine.
Girl, promise you'll be mine.
He said he's Now, girl, let's not pretend.
Come on.
Yeah, what up, y'all? It's your man, Big Boy, the Party King. I see the whole world doing that fucking up challenge. But this the remix. DJ Telling Tales, Big Boy, the Party King. This the fuck it up anthem, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Is this an, I think it's Vanessa Bling singing Best Friend.
Let's see.
Look for that. Yeah.
Vanessa Bling. I heard her voice in a long time. Best friend. Alright. I got it.
Marcus Records.
Vanessa Bling. Marcus Records. Alicia. Pink diamond. Go best friend. That's my best friend. Go best friend. Yeah, you are my best friend. You are my sister, my best friend. My G, I'm a charge. I mean, I'm gonna sell you up in your body.
Nikki, good night to you from Kiki. Hey. She's tuned in listening.
Hey, Kiki, good night.
Shine the video light right here. Take a look and we. Every man I give it take it like Nike. Somebody write a book on we. Call me in a Gucci, she in a Fendi. We look so cute, bitches can be humble. Call it a Kendrick. Come best friend, we could take a selfie. You are my sister, my best friend. My G, I'm a charge. I mean I'm gon' sell you off in nobody. Go best friend, yeah, that's my best friend. Go best friend. Yeah, you are my best friend. You never diss me in a December. You're always the death in me, remember. So when but I ears, girl, come a anchor. Me know them a pretender. I choose the gold and them ugly. Boy a princess and them a monkey. Them broke like now no money. Come best friend, you could go a country. You are my sister, my best friend. My G, I'm a charge. I mean I'm gon' sell you off in your body. Go best friend, yeah, that's my best friend. Go best friend, yeah, you are my best friend.
To mix up in drama, to go outside. To mix up in drama, to free my mind.
Kiki, Kiki wanna talk about the broke man. The hang thing.
What you wanna talk about?
Kiki wanna leave broke man be hang? That's what you want to Kiki.
That thing was funny as hell.
Yeah, it was. But yo, she gotta change her friends, yo, cause I mean.
Yeah, that was a. It was funny, but it was a lesson.
Yeah.
And it has happened to a lot of people.
Unfortunately. For them, and unfortunately for those people on Facebook who would like to have some entertainment when the day comes. Shit like
that.
Then
I hear you.
No, I'm saying, unfortunately for those people who have friends like those, and fortunately for the people that are on Facebook, shit like that happens. So we get entertainment on a regular basis.
I tell you.
What would
entertainment
to
open your eyes, though.
Yeah. It's always good to learn from your experiences and other people's experiences. Yeah.
More so, how do people experience? There's certain things me want to experience. I rather learn from people. And that's if I learn from people's mistakes.
Yeah, it's true. If you could avoid making it, all the better.
Yep. Watch your friends where you keep.
We're doing with the broke. Well, you can't even do nothing with the broke, man, because you married. You don't have the shelf. You sold. So, if broke men can stay behind, what happened with broke women?
Who's talking about me?
No, you ain't broke. I said.
No, I thought you asked, I'm saying.
I was
going to
ask
broke,
you,
man.
What we doing with broke
oh,
man, but I'm saying you
man,
can't
even me. Then you're supposed to know me better than that. I don't want to be broke, man.
Alright, so why you ain't used to deal with broke man? Not here. I interested.
Because I was always a hustler. I was a girl with my thing. So I deal with somebody where matching me smoke. You know what I'm saying? If I bring in the table, you gotta at least bring some chairs. You want to bring a chair and everything, and you don't even bring a napkin, spoon, fork, or nothing. Does that make any sense?
I get you.
But she's a little too excited for the money, though. not even the money. She was a little too excited for the clothes.
She
when I see the thing, I was like, well, man, buy 15,000 US in clothes. So she moved me 15,000 Canada dollars. Then when you listen to it properly, you realize, oh, she excited because she ain't had to lodge the man. But typical men.
Wait, hold on. You thought it was 15,000 US?
I thought it was 15,000 US. I swear I thought it was 15,000 US. How is this girl going on? I thought that was it. I didn't know it was $15,000.
They got very
and you
few
know,
Guyanese men in Guyana. There are very few Guyanese men residing in Guyana that would spend or give a girl $1,500 US in any capacity, in any kind, and not expect something in return. As a matter of fact, they got very
Guyanese
few
men or men in the old one even give women or nobody $1,000 without expecting something in return.
No, wait, no.
Me
and
somebody be having
these,
this conversation yesterday. And if me get time for body with you, I'm gonna tell you just what I tell them. I don't have time for body with you, son. Men always want something in return. Yeah, don't do nothing for nothing.
No, I've done something for nothing before. But I feel like doing it again, though.
You didn't expect it, you didn't take it in the back of your mind. You know, it would be nice if she passed something.
No. Me and the
you did it
good.
Genuinely without thinking about anything.
Yeah, G. Me and the person are good, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, they got some people who want to be good. That kind of stuff, people. I don't like lend money. I prefer give you money.
Lending is a problem.
And you ask me, yo, are there any situation where the case is you could spot me, I would get it and don't look back for it. So, you know, them situations have occurred, people are asking for things, I bless them up, whatever. And me looking for nothing because I figure, you know, me and this person tight.
I had a lot of male friends with feel coming and tell me things like, you know, the one that you want to grant to me, but I had to let you do this, or someone else that I had to let you keep off me here, or stuff me, Captain Aldo, who's coming and tell me.
You know,
and I stopped talking to them.
Sad.
Yeah, you feel you coming and tell me that because, you know, I get some male friends to be getting real good like this, they will come and tell me things like that. But you feel you could come and tell me things like that about a woman, and I can still be your friend, no? Plus, you can tell me, oh, she tell me this, we should be needed for. No, you could have helped her, but you had to do that just to give somebody measly $3,000 or whatever. You can be my friend. Me and my friends like that.
Sad. But you know, some of these dudes probably coming from a situation where they would have been genuine to somebody, like how sad man the genuine to sad girl there. And sad girl feels she lash it bad because she got a little
15k. Mm-hmm. She thinks she gets a
back. So for me, she can't get nothing back from me. And as a man, but I feel some men just feel like if this is how women thinking, then we might as well get something out of it. Because you got me out here looking like a paco.
But it's y'all fault.
How?
Because the first thing when a man reach a woman with his foot forward, with a guy, the flaunt in the money and whatever. Hello. For no reason at all, sometimes men is just throw out money in front of them. So if there's the first thing you introduce me to, will you want me to see you as not somebody with your money? So of course I can try to see what I could get. This way you put forward. It's the same thing with some women and the body. That's the first thing that they just put forward, the body. So there's all a man would see you for your body. Nothing else.
Sorry.
Since your alpha.
What do you suggest men put forward instead of money?
Don't come to me and they're flaunting your money. Because number one, I would think that's cocky.
Right,
you can come to me so many other ways. Form of a conversation, talking about business, asking me about me, show interest in me.
Yeah, but some girls out here, as a matter of fact, most girls out here don't recognize them thing. Like,
well, if like, that is the type of girl that if you got that girl differently without showing you money, she isn't interested in you, then she's not interested in you. Because then you would know if she genuinely would want to talk to you. But if as soon as you show up with money and you know she starts getting nicey, all she's there for is for your money. She ain't there for nothing else. Plus, they would tell you if there's a girl with, if there's a girl for you.
A lot of women that I've encountered are getting into relationships more for what they could get out of the relationship as opposed to like love, if such a concept still exists.
Are you going to date the wrong women?
Nah, bad man single, bad man in car.
Are you going to look for the wrong for 2 months?
I'm looking for shit now.
this was on when you were regular girls, or them girls, the good body girl brigade. Well, good. Well, you don't got to worry about that. But men need to stop doing that. You come and you plant, some of them even planting money is not even their own. So cocky.
Bad people money and flats with it.
Mm-hmm. One of my friends. You do the back home. I just don't get paid. Gone collect. The time I didn't know start working at the ministry, so I was getting paid in cash. I didn't get a bank account yet. So when I collect the money, Nikki still have the money. sit down in the car and they're counting it out. Video it, put it on the Facebook, and then I'll hold the back.
Right,
you can plant it on the Facebook in my page.
So Kiki sends some comments here. She says, more like $15,000 Chinese clothes. It's just like women with his networking and does want man treat them nice. You can't expect no man to treat you with respect, and that's what you're showing. It's the same thing with men, like Nikki said. That's why you got, that's what you portray, I guess. But I'm saying, like you said, Nikki, if you see me flatfoot and you ain't interested in me, then tomorrow morning or this evening you see me rolling a nice whip around the place and you suddenly catch your interest in me, it's best you stay in your car now.
Exactly.
You're coming for suck me dry. So, yeah, buddy. Alright.
But they get some nice, genuine, flat foot, hard working guys too.
Yeah.
Not for them with their, you know, looking like the ball in a way, but they don't have one stunt.
True.
Girl, your body good and you're special to me. Wanna make you my lady officially. Cram your ticket for Biden, me willing for pay. Fly you in from distance away.
Right, my AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you and I won't let them fall through. I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller, yeah. Like controller, controller.
Hey, you know what's another thing that, well, something fairly recent. I saw a post about it like 2 minutes ago on Facebook. Remember, mm-hmm. Is we and is now we? Or is now me?
Wait, what?
The guy up London that killed the girl.
Oh, one yeah. Piece.
What's going on with you? I ain't hearing nothing but the story no more. I don't know if
it happens with me. And only earlier today I was thinking about the girl case.
There's some messed up stuff here. I mean, how could you as a sister know that, hey, my sister buried behind this man yard and you just cool? You ain't snitching, yep. You ain't saying nothing.
That case is a touchy subject, a real touchy subject, and I am going to stay saying that the sister and the man, he lashing.
Yeah, but they got me.
And the sister walking and catch them together, and he killed the sister, and that's why she be quiet. Cause nobody ain't killing me sister in front of me. I go home, sleep, help you bury and all the door, help you sort for me, sister body. I mean, I say nothing. No, man. Something wrong there.
Yeah, something funny went down there, because it don't make no sense. Let me see, I got
plus,
some
it's a good ring down, auntie, man. It's gone.
Oh.
I don't think there's anything in this world I detest more than undercover gigs.
Undercover?
Yeah, buddy. Like, so, you, if you gay and you worry bisexual or whatever and you want to live your life, fine. It's your business with your body parts. But don't then go in a relationship with people gulching again, telling them, you know, what's up so that they can make a choice if they want to be with you or not. Then when shit hit the fan, you get a whole shit hook to steam.
So this somebody says to tell you that according to what they hear, he left the country with your boyfriend. And that he and the sister indeed had a relationship.
Oh, shit, isn't it? He left the country with the boyfriend, though.
Yeah. I see picture of the man post up, pose up with some man hugging up. Yo,
it's just nasty.
I think it's nothing for study. I mean, to each their own. Yeah? If that's how the man want to live his life, fine. But like you said, you know,
you gotta pick exactly. If you want to live that life, be truthful to yourself. Be true to yourself. I mean, it's hard in Caribbean countries. It's hard in the part of the world like Guyana, Jamaica, places like this. Hard to come out and say, okay, well, you're bisexual. It's easy in the US and these places. But if you know this life you live in, tell people you're sexually fluent or fluid or whatever you call it. Tell them you're part of the alphabet community.
Sexually fluid.
Yes. Tell them that. That's you're like, you know, explore. Don't you dare plunging in by poop or them plunging in you and something you feel bigger than you alone. And then you going home. You going home and they, no man. Because this other could bring, like this thing's so messed up in so many ways. This other could carry on sick to people. Kind of sheep thinking, well, okay, you, I'm the only one that you're, you know, intimate with. Boom, you get a boyfriend. Plus, who know, even if the boy he taking off must be bigger than so you think. You man taking off cock bigger than you. Then the one you taking off.
Hey, you got some vivid imagination.
You just got to think about these things in all areas, buddy. Oh my God.
Really want them type of imagery in my head, you know, Nikki.
Oh my gosh. I just
Kiki,
oh my God.
Kiki is the MVP tonight. She just reminded me about this speedboat debacle with the
she should have go overboard. Throw she in the river.
No, it's not promoting. Anyway, I feel like if she did just say, you know what, I really talking to you, I'm sorry if I offended you, shit would have been alright. But sad girl decides to be wrong and strong and take the high ground and get some licks.
Like, oh, you saying you bad and can't fight. Plus, it's only girl buckling the seat though. She ain't play.
They got enough quote unquote bad people that can't fight, you know.
Yep. I would have chose you overboard. Like, I was getting so heated and I didn't even went there.
I would have chose you overboard. Afterward, with her abusing the speedboat operator, like a day or something after.
She's upset.
this life.
She is an upstart.
Yeah. And I ain't never had this happen before.
Never had this happen before.
Heartbreak so deep. Heart broke so deep it broke into a melody that day.
Ay, she's a runner, she's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain, she can't get scarred. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna commit, why take it this far? She gon' do the race, just not this one. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk, you weren't here for. You woo. Leave a trail of heartbreak and heartache like it cool. I guess way too late, it's convenient for you. The dirt you left don't turn into dust, it don't move. It's still waiting for you. Girl, you're killing me, you're tweaking all. I asked you what you feeling, you don't speak it all.
Kiki says, in her opinion, she got what she deserves. But was the wig overboard for her? And you know, guy, these people can find a way to meme the wig by, yo. City fish wearing the wig.
Twitter, you gon' tweet it all. Oh, wow. You must want another. good to be alone.
What you want to see?
We were supposed to fight high through the storm. You made a decision, chose the easy one. Say you follow when your heart, but girl, you leaving one. Wanted me to take you back, but open region on.
And I can't do that, mom.
I busy laughing and going on and talking, but for the wig on Nemo and meeting went mute. I don't know why I have to laugh at you.
You literally just pulled me up for the like half hour. It's always good sometimes. Like, yo, we be in class, and I trying to talk to the lecturer or whoever, and I talk in a way. Look down the friggin' mic mute. Are something happening where I am that shouldn't be aired in the meeting or in the classroom? The mic open. Like, yo.
Some son in linen just kill mother.
Oh, jeez. See?
Yeah, I know.
There's some shit I couldn't try when it's month time. I'll never meet a minute after whatever age it was. 16. Like a minute after 16 or the dead.
Hello. One time I was complaining to my grandmother. I'm gonna send me mother lying. And the same speed where lying come out with really the same speed of ringing slap. Bust me mouth, lies, go right back in me mouth. Just for saying she lying. Oh, Lord. Certain things you can't say. I never even caught in front of me mother.
We come from a different generation. These youths, exactly. I can't understand what the hell going on, but like, how you could kill your mother, dog? Let's see if I find this on Facebook. Got it on Facebook. What daily news?
I hate it when I see something on Facebook and then it refresh.
Like, I was on TikTok today and I saw this girl living in the States that grew up in a predominantly white neighborhood. Lives in a predominantly white neighborhood. And she was talking about bonnets. She's saying that she don't see the use of bonnets. Because like when she put them on and she sleeps, she hears this get nappy and whatever the case is. So in the comment stream of her video, somebody said they should revoke your black card.
She
know. Yeah, but she shouldn't take the man. She know, gone posting all emotional, how explain how she grew up in a white neighborhood, and that's like,
who cares? Yo,
an opinion is an opinion. If you don't see the need for it, you don't see the need for it.
Exactly.
Apologize for the shit. You understand?
Whether you grew up in a black, white neighborhood, whatever the case might be, okay, you don't see the need for bonnet. This is your business. You don't see the need for it, but the millions of other women that use it, they see the need for it.
Yeah, but
nobody never tell you left your ear open out in the bonnet.
Yeah, but in her video, she asks, you know, where's the purpose? It was how you use it for every case. And people was like, revokes your black card.
She retarded.
It's a car file though. You understand?
I would ask you if she retarded.
Oh, you see, you don't know, you ain't got no manners.
Oh, yeah, I get banned from TikTok. Permanently banned. This man, I got an email saying I'm gonna stay banned.
Yes, where's this?
Who's so, yes. But I would have asked her, you're putting your hair in a bonnet to sleep, you're supposed to wrap your ear up. Oh, you're gonna let your ear open, of course you can get matty and matty wherever you want, Carlo. Bonnet is to keep your hair nice and silky and, you know, keep all the moisture in. You sleep on a nice silk pillow, you sleep on a nice silk bonnet, everything silk, you know, bad advice.
Yeah, but you know, it's today. I know what's the purpose of it. I know it's some hair shit, you know, like.
Yeah, keep your hair nice and moisturized.
As a man, I ain't got need for the shit. I get by a razor and shave my damn head, and everything is everything. You understand? So. Kiki says she saw one like that with a girl says bonnets are ghetto. No, she out there though.
I see the ghetto. Yeah, there was an old big debate. Even Monique come up, what she don't like seeing women with bonnets and slippers at the airport because other people seeing you. And if you see Monique on this show with this thing upset me, I feel like the video I do for them make I get mad. If you see money condition, she get on a she bathroom robe, no bra, nothing at all. Like big man, you telling people about ghetto with the bonnet at the airport. We hardly seen anybody. With people in a time for over at the airport. People going about the business, you're gonna sit on a plane for hours. Sometimes I just do my hair. You feel I wanna get my hair messed up. Just for look good for people? No, I can put on a headscarf. I'm gonna put on my bonnet. I can put on a headscarf. How dare you sit down on Beyonce's internet in a bathrobe? You Bobby, they're flying all over the place and telling people about getaway bonnets. You for real? Did you even see yourself? Or are you telling parts about ghetto nonsense?
Bad guy in the kettle black.
Real nonsense.
I get a strike on TikTok, so I would say that it's probably easier to get banned on TikTok. Cause I think I'm
TikTok don't play.
Chill social media user. So if I get a strike, anybody could get a strike.
Yep.
It's really them, Macarno.
TikTok don't play at all. And the thing will hurt me the most is okay, I wanna ban me, fine, but want to be money. Want to my money? Please tell me want to my money. This is all I want. My creative fun money. All my hard work with my views. I think TikTok is robbery. Highway robbery. And every day I just go up on the Twitter and use them, but there's another story and I keep using them.
You're using people on Twitter?
Yes. Yeah. When they give me little change, I can go.
Kiki says it's easier for people with natural hair. She also says there's ban with a wild ban. It just be banning people with impunity.
And both my accounts got banned on TikTok. The first one I was getting to 30,000 followers. Uh-huh. The one get banned all of a sudden. I create another one. Followers the building. I just said open it and in a time with it and I post a few videos and you know the followers coming. Boom, they get banned too. I just delete the app. TikTok will cut it squat. I don't need TikTok.
Yeah, but I gotta start promoting Godang. I'll be changing name or something. I gotta start promoting. I got it this long, it's doing nothing. I got a couple of people on it. But I don't know. I'm not a marketer. Yeah, I don't know to market shit.
Just post and keep posting.
Kiki says I see a lot of people. I see a lot of lawlessness on TikTok and in the videos. So yeah, like they got one man worthless thing on TikTok.
Yes, TikTok is a world scene myself, and them don't get banned.
This thing, like, there's this song.
You don't get banned.
Nah, what are you gonna do? Just gotta create your own thing, your own little corner of the world.
I tell you.
Well, we're winding down. We got 15 minutes left. So. What is your availability going to be like? Because I really want to stop this show again. I stopped it because of school. Because I had like a whole heap of assignments for David, and it frying my fuses. So
honestly, I think my only available day is gonna be Wednesday. The other days, it depends on how tired I am.
I had no see.
But Wednesday's a sure day because that is come out from work early on Wednesdays.
Alright, good.
So I could take a nice little sleep and we come back.
Alright, so I could probably go back to the 3-day-a-week thing. And if you make it Monday and you make it Friday, we good. If you make it Wednesday, we good. If you make it 92, we alright, yeah. Go up with her.
Because right. Friday when I don't work, I just be on the road. So, like after, while I'm on the bus and all, you can be too. I can can't talk for one, say what I want to say.
You gotta censor yourself in public.
Yeah. And then if anybody tell me anything, I can want to call them and they can get me more vexed at what I'm saying, they don't understand. So. There's that.
You gotta chill out, buddy. You get them fixed if you put that. They're supposed to understand Guyanese.
Yeah, that's the reason why I can get vexed, because it makes sense for nobody.
You gotta learn for cuss like them. You gotta pronounce the word as cunt.
Don't tell them you fucking turd. You're the turd. I want to call them like an authentic, like an authentic guy, and you get your son standing and be like, what is cunt? Here we go.
One of the things I admire about you though so far is, despite the fact that you and some other people that I know, despite the fact that you guys have moved to the US, y'all still keep y'all Guyanese, well, you can't really say accent because we don't have an accent, but you still keep
still talk
the way, yeah, we still talk like Guyanese. So
yeah, I'm also a proud Guyanese. Somebody blocked me tonight because I, you know, wild out on them because they fat talking Guyana. I don't encourage no Guyanese slander, no Guyana slander at all, especially from a non-Guyanese though. Plus, can tell me how, but me guy and his friends, them is tell me Guyana do some Guyana do. I don't give a fuck about you guy and his friends.
There's another thing. You see these sons of these yes. Guyanese people that migrate and barter. Look, yeah, Guyana is quote unquote a third world country. Quote unquote. Emphasis.
I want hello, hello. Me ain't even telling, I ain't saying though. My country no third world country. My country very resourceful. We just and the bad management.
That's what I was about to come to, because I was watching a video up to about 2 days ago where this guy was saying that third world countries and third world countries. You don't go to a third world country to make money. You understand? You go into countries like countries on the African continent, countries in South America and all these places. Raiding the people resources, signing back, making a profit, and then turn around and calling the people third world countries.
I'm telling you, oh, it's a third world, oh, Guyana is a third world country, but Americans there right now for make money. Please make it make sense.
Here for you.
Them telling me about Guyana being get resources for this and resources for that, and Corona numbers in Guyana. Excuse me, the Americans telling me about Corona numbers in Guyana. What about y'all numbers here? Y'all are a jackass president. We make y'all numbers there. Oh, we're there right now.
Bleach man.
with all the resources y'all get. And we doing far better than y'all. Man, don't get me started.
Bleach man. Man, tell the people drink bleach.
I'm talking about educational system. Well, how y'all educational system better than we own? One guy needs some opinions to make a mess of y'all education system backwards.
Yeah,
don't do it. Then was a happy block for me. I don't even care.
Like, the last 4 to 5 years was just a whole comedy show when it comes to US politics, but that shit was entertaining.
Yep. You get out of presidency, you see how many people drink bleach and you get in order to talk about my country. Come on, don't do it.
President get banned from Facebook and Twitter. Hey!
I'm telling you. Oh, I know you probably a country and like your country. Okay, finish there, so why are you doing it? You know you don't start up no guy on a slander with me. I'm not one of the guys that does encourage it. So why are we even having this conversation? Plus I tell Chester, say, hello, this conversation not gonna go good, let me dead with you. No, you want to continue and give it a nice start. I just don't really block you.
They don't know who to play with.
Mm-hmm. But see, it is what it is.
Alright, any song requests? Anything you want to hear?
Sure thing, Miguel. Or Miguel. Mickey.
Brother, treat you like a friend, respect you like a lover. Oh, 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 oh.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
If you beat cash, I'll be the rubber band. You beat a match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the new. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Chipped off, you are the chalk. And I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. And I can be the one. Yeah, when the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
I need a fire, babe. If I'm the blunt, I could be the lighter, babe. Fire it up, writer, baby. You could be the quota. If I'm the lyric, baby, you could be the note. Record that saint, I'm a sinner. Lies, I'm a winner, and it's you. What did I do to deserve that paper, baby? I be the pen. Say I am the one, cause you are a 10. Feeling up to 10. Even when the sky can't fall, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. Put your pretty little hand in. Even when I'm down to the water, even when it don't
shine. Alright, Kiki says goodnight to all while the note is on, so she's about to bounce.
What is she watching Wildin' Out on?
Kiki, what are you watching Wildin'
Out on?
She said, ask Nikki if she considered taking the COVID vaccine. What are her views?
Fuck no.
There they are.
Reason being, because the vaccine is an emergency vaccine. It's not FDA approved. The only good reasoning behind getting vaccine, as they're saying, is, oh, you have a lower chance of dying. The vaccine doesn't protect you against COVID. The vaccine doesn't stop you from transmitting it. You can still get COVID even after you take the vaccine. You can still die. So what is the purpose of the vaccine? I'm not discouraging anybody from taking the vaccine. If you want, go and take it, go. But
isn't there
my personal view,
isn't there one that's FDA approved?
None of the vaccines are FDA approved.
Interesting.
None of them.
Interesting.
As the New York City mayor said, it's an emergency use authorization vaccine. This is why they can't really force nobody to take it. They can't mandate anybody to take it. This is why now the pushing to get the vaccines FDA approved. It come out too fast. This is the whole thing.
Kiki says VH1 is what she's watching while
I'm VH1, outside. Okay. But whoever wants to go and take the vaccine, if you think you have enough knowledge of this vaccine and you want to go and take it, that's fine. I'm discouraging about it. But me personally, I'm not going to take it. I stopped the vaccine at 3 years, 9 months.
And you're still strong, no?
Mm-hmm.
Big and strong.
You can come and bring out, you can come and bring out a disease really tiny. Make and bring out. And you don't get one vaccine, it's a fast. Okay, oh. Nonsense. I look like a test dummy now. Okay. Foolish people.
My sister, I see the African in you is coming out. They are sending you back to your mother tongue.
Yes, so. I'm not a test dummy now. So until it is FDA approved. And I see a lot of people taking it. I will not take it, though.
I see.
But hey, girl, if you want to go take it, take it. That's just my personal view. That doesn't reflect, you know, the COVID guidelines and yada yada and all these foolishness. Still, when you take the vaccine, you got mask up same way.
Yeah.
And all of them. So, there's that. And now people saying, when you're going in certain places, you have to show proof that you take the vaccine. Okay, but even if I take the vaccine, I could still be positive with corona. So still, you would have to show a negative test. So why taking this injection for again?
Yeah, like I heard recently that they got some places that aren't allowing you to work without the vaccine, but they ain't telling you like if you go to work and you got the vaccine, they can send you home, but they're not forcing you to take the vaccine. So it's like,
but this then force the force you.
I was like, so
okay, that doesn't make any sense at all. But certain countries, I think they're going to force you to take it for you to travel and all of that. You ain't got to take the vaccine. They're making vaccine passports. Like, my look.
Vaccine passports.
Yeah, a bunch of foolishness. Then you ain't got to get another dose of the vaccine. I think it's a yearly thing or yearly shot. So we done got collecting flu shots.
So now you got to get the COVID shot, so.
Tried it. You're in all them turn to zombies. And then so I gotta be like Will Smith and fight him.
Don't worry, you might be
look, I giving it time, you know? Time.
She says she's actually considering of taking it because she got asthma. And that all government workers had to take it. I think I know some government workers that didn't take it though. So
they're supposed to force you to take the vaccine. They can't force you to take the vaccine. Forcing is mandating, and they can't mandate a vaccine that's not FDA approved. So there's another thing. You gotta know your rights.
Yeah. Or they will know your rights.
Let people know that it's an EUA vaccine, emergency use authorization vaccine. Let it check up the laws behind that. You can't mandate somebody to take an EUA vaccine.
Yeah, but this in your country. This is Guyana.
Well, there's another story.
The This is Guyana, man. Like I tell people, almost anything is possible in Guyana. Almost anything. Anyway, that's it. Time to wrap up. 8:59. Nikki, it's been a blast. I have honestly missed you. And
I missed you all.
And I promise you, I'm not gonna post you. So I'll post you just now when I come off.
Alright, dude. Can nobody impose me today. I hurt, really hurt to my core. All these best friends, I the mean best friend in them no more.
If anybody fly fear? Inbox, deal with them a card on me. You have my permission to deal with them accordingly.
Alright, friend. You know me, I've been another scene with you, man. Them messaging me.
Anyone of you would ever message you?
Eh?
When was it? Oh, wait. When was? Hold on. We talk about the one
like
I come
you
off,
forget.
I
like, okay. Like you forget the one we used to run. You basically would comment and all kind of thing.
Oh yeah, well yeah. That was recently, right? That was like
yes, the, last the mad 2 years. One.
Alright, well, you know
the mad one.
Anything happen, you just deal with them, but you're not anybody could do you nothing.
You don't know me, Mo, don't worry about that. You able to take people's stress. You feel like you able to take friend woman's stress? You man don't need to give me your man's stress. I can take friend woman's stress. Boy, I look. Have a good night, yeah?
I single. Good night,
have a good night, bye.
Catch you Friday or Wednesday, want you to.
Bless. Okay, no problem.
Such a sure thing, always such a sure thing, such a sure thing.
gotta swing that.
Treat you like a friend. Respect you like a lover.